Dear friends, please turn with me in your Bibles to the Gospel according to John, chapter 6. The Gospel according to John, chapter 6, verse 37. John, chapter 6, verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And our subject this morning is the Lord bids us come. Well, we come to these words this morning, words really that teach us so much about the salvation of the Lord, much about the plan of salvation that has come into the world, and about how we obtain that salvation for ourselves. And so this is a very appropriate verse for our evangelistic gospel service this morning. And these are words spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, of course. And well, this whole chapter is a remarkable chapter in the New Testament, in the Gospel of John, one that we have often visited in our morning service. It begins with the feeding of the 5,000, and after that it's followed by the Lord Jesus Christ walking on the water, and we considered that not so long ago. Then later in the chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ gives one of his I am sayings in verse 35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. That great I am saying. There are seven I am sayings in the Gospel according to John, and well, that is one that we read of in verse 35, I am the bread of life, and we'll consider that a little later on this morning. But he follows that great saying with verses 36 and 37, but I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And I want this verse, verse 37, to be our main focus, really, the last part of the verse in particular. Well, we could spend quite a lot of time on the whole verse. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. We could speak at length about that and get very bogged down about speaking on election and predestination. But really, this whole verse is saying that God has determined that men and women throughout history will seek the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will come to him. That is really the sense of these words. This is the will of God. This is what God has determined. Men and women will come to Christ. And that's very true. That's what has happened down throughout history and across the world. So many people, millions of people, even billions of people have come to the Lord Jesus Christ. They have been born again. They have believed in the gospel. So many people. And this really is an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing for so many people to believe the gospel message. This message that is so unlike any other message, that speaks of believing in a man dying on a cross to make you right with God, this is a very strange message. This is so unappealing to the human mind. And yet, people will come to Christ. That will be true throughout history. And so many people have given up their lives for the gospel, for Christ. We were considering this at our Bible study on Wednesday, how throughout history so many of the Lord's people have been put to death, have been martyred, because they trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because they are Christian, and because they share the gospel with others. They are killed, they are murdered, they're persecuted even in the world today. That's why we pray as we do. We pray for those who are persecuted around the world. There is so much opposition. You fear for your life in many countries. And yet, people are still coming to Christ. This is the will of God. This is how the gospel age will be. And even in this country, well, we don't suffer violent persecution in this country because of our faith, not yet anyway, but we do face great mockery. When you say you're a Christian, you're mocked, you're ridiculed. If you come to Christ, well, perhaps people will stop being friends with you. People will never speak to you again because you're a Christian. We don't want anything to do with you. Even in this country, there's that level of persecution. And yet, people are still coming to Christ. People, even in this church, are being born again and being baptized. Why? Because it's the will of God. You cannot stop people coming to Christ, even though men have tried. They've tried desperately to stop people coming to Christ. You can't do it. Because as we read here, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And this is a glorious thing. And again, well, we could spend a lot of time speaking on that part of the verse. The Lord is building his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But I want to focus rather on what it means to come to Christ. What does it actually mean? Yes, it is the will of God that people come to Christ, but you know, there are specific reasons why people come to Christ. You speak to a Christian, you read their testimony, you will read that there are reasons why they came to Christ, even despite all the persecution and all the trouble it will bring. There are reasons, and I just want to mention some of these reasons to you this morning. Well, the first thing I want to bring to you, people come to Christ, well, because this world is so lacking. This world is so insufficient. That's one of the reasons why people come to Christ. The world, yes, well, it's full of entertainment, full of pastimes, full of hobbies, full of things to do, full of things to consume and watch and experience, but none of it truly fills us. None of it truly satisfies us. No matter how much we consume of the world and the things that the world has to offer, it's never enough. No matter where we go, no matter how many countries we travel to, no matter all of the experiences that we have, and even if you achieve a lot in this world, you have people who achieve a lot. Even if you do achieve a lot in this world, there's always that sense, what is it actually worth? I have achieved this, but for what reason? What is the point of achieving all of this, of earning all this money, of having this big house? There's always that sense of emptiness, that it's not actually worth it, that it's actually pointless, it's futile. There's always that sense the world cannot fill us, no matter what we experience, no matter how much we come to the world to seek our needs. There's always that sense of emptiness. And so that's why people come to Christ. Only Christ can fill us. Only Christ can satisfy us. That, by the way, is that one of the meanings of that great I Am verse that I mentioned earlier. Verse 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. The things of this world, the Lord is saying, the things of this world will leave you hungry. The things of this world will always leave you thirsty. But if you come to me, if you come to Christ, well, then you'll never hunger. You see, this is a hunger of the soul. It's not a hunger of the body. Yes, the world can fill the hunger of the body, but we have a soul that has great needs, eternal spiritual needs. The world cannot fill the needs of your soul. It's only Christ. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And so that's why people come to Christ. You don't have to wonder why. That's why people come. The world cannot meet those spiritual needs, that longing within, the needs of the soul. And people come to Christ even in this day and age. Another reason why people come to Christ? Well, people have so many questions, so many unanswered questions. When Christ was on earth, you know, so many people asked him questions. It would be a good study of the New Testament, going through the Gospels and seeing how many questions are posed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Rabbi, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Rabbi, is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? And the Pharisees were constantly questioning the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, every question that the Lord Jesus Christ was asked, he answered it. He was able to answer it. Because you see, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the answer to everything. That's who he is. He's the answer to everything. The answer to all the great questions that we have. Why are we here? What is the meaning of life? Where have we come from? Where are we going? What happens when we die? Christ is the answer to all of those questions. You ask people those questions. You ask the man in the street that question, he'll say to you, I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. He won't be able to answer your question very well at all. But you come to Christ, all of your questions will be answered. What is the nature of man? What is truth? What is God like? What does God want? It's only when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ that these great and tremendous questions can be answered. These questions must be upon your heart if you don't know the Lord. That's why you're here. But go to the Lord Jesus Christ and he will answer them. But it is true, and this point needs to be made, it is true, and I'm aware of this, that people will only really come to Christ once they sense their need of Christ. Only if they need Christ. It's much like when you go to see your doctor or you go to see your GP. You will only go and see your GP when you actually need to go and see your GP. If you don't need to go and see your doctor, you won't. Well, it's the same with the Lord Jesus Christ. People only come to Christ when they know they need him, when they feel that great sense of need. And you will only realize your need of Christ once you fully realize your state and standing with God. What is your state and standing with God? Only when you realize that will you realize your need of Christ. What is your state? Ask yourself that question. Some of you are right with God, you have Christ. But if you don't have Christ, your state and standing with God is not good. The natural man, the man without Christ, well, he is not right with God. Man by birth is not right with God. We are born sinners. We are born with a nature that does not desire God. And you know this very well. It does not want the true and living God. That's our nature. You hear the word of God, you're not interested. You hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, why he died, you don't really understand. You don't even care. That's your nature. You don't even really care why the Lord Jesus Christ died. Why? Because you're a sinner. You're a rebel sinner. You don't want God in your life. You want to go your own way. You want to have your own sins. And this is the state of every single one of us by nature. Some of us may not even realize it. But that's our state. We don't want God. We don't want to know him at all or to have him reign over us. But those who come to Christ, well, they realize that they are not right with God. They're convicted of their sin. I've often said it, you know what I'm going to say already. The first sign of spiritual life is conviction of sin. That's when spiritual life truly starts. You know that you're a sinner. You start listening to your conscience. You start remembering all the sins that you have committed in your life, all the times you've lied, All the times you've stolen something that didn't belong to you. All the times you've hated people in your heart. All the times you've been selfish. All the times your lust has got the better of you. All the times your pride has got the better of you. You start remembering all these things and you're troubled. You know that you're a sinner. You're convicted of your sin. And you know I can't be right with God if I have sin in my life because God is holy. God is a holy God. He's pure. He's just. He hates sin. He will not tolerate sin. And so if I'm a sinner, God will not accept me. God will punish me. God will judge me. I will have to stand before God one day and give an account of my life. And if there's sin in my life, well, then I'm lost. I'm entirely lost. That's somebody who is seeking the Lord, who is approaching the Lord Jesus Christ as he needs to. One who realizes how much he needs the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you sense your need this morning? Am I speaking to anybody here? You're having conviction of sin. You need Christ. And it's only Christ that you need. People come to Christ because they know only he can help them. Only Christ can make them right with God. Nobody else. No other religion. No other prophet or priest or holy man. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice how he says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Not him that cometh to another religion, or him that goeth to another prophet will be saved. Him that cometh to me. You know, it's a very sad mistake, and I have to mention it. Many people believe that all religions make us right with God. All religions, all philosophies, all paths lead to God. That's very common in this day and age. But that's not found in the Bible. That's not Christian teaching. In fact, Christian teaching is the exact opposite. You have to turn away from all other idols, from all other religions, and worship the one true living God. Come to Christ, because Christ is the only one who can actually make you right with God. Not every road leads to God. You need Christ. That's why people come to Christ. It's only Christ who can make us right with God. It's only Christ who can deal with our sin problem. Christ, well, he has taken our sin away. That's what he did on Calvary's cross. On Calvary's cross, he died, but it wasn't a death just like any other death. Of course not. When Christ died, well, he was taking upon himself the punishment for our sins. We have sinned, but all of our sins were laid upon him on the cross, and he was punished instead of us. Instead of all those who trust in him, instead of all those who have come to him, he has suffered and died for them. It's only Christ. What other religion provides this? What other religion makes atonement for your sin, makes you right with God? There is no other that can fulfill that great and desperate need. It's only the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is our faith. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Dear friends, you must come to him. We come to the Lord by faith. That's how we come to Christ. So many people, they don't understand this. How do I come to Christ? You keep saying this. But how do we come? He's not on earth physically. I can't go to him. You come to him by faith, dear friends. By faith, exercising that faith that we need to come to Christ. God gives us that faith. And we must ask for faith from God. That's what we do, personally coming to the Lord and praying to him. Give me faith in Christ so that I may come to him. And then we have that great promise. And this is perhaps the most glorious part of this verse. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Well, this is tremendous. What does that mean? Well, it's very simple, isn't it? Anybody who comes to the Lord in need, confessing their sin, will never be turned away under no circumstances. And again, this is such a glorious thing to consider. I'm sure all of us in this church, all of us in this church have been turned away from something or other in our lives. All of us in this church have been rejected at some point in our lives. Maybe some of you young people, you've tried applying for a place in school or a university. You didn't get in. You're not intelligent enough. So we turn you away. That's not the way with Christ. You don't have to be intelligent to come to Christ. You don't have to be the star pupil with the best grades. You don't have to have a degree or an MA or a doctorate. If you come to Christ, all you need to know, Christ died for me. That's all you need to know. And he will not turn you away. I will in no wise cast you out. Maybe some of you older people, you've applied for a job, gone for a job interview. You think it's gone well. But a few days after you get that dreaded phone call, you haven't got the job. Why? You didn't have the experience. We need somebody with experience in this particular job. You haven't got it, so we can't give you the job. That's not how it is with Christ. With Christ, you don't need experience. You don't need to be a religious person. You don't need to have grown up in a Christian home with Christian parents. You don't need to have gone to Sunday school as a child. You can have no experience at all, but come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to him with that faith. I need forgiveness of all my sin. He will in no wise cast you out. This is the gracious heart of our God, of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What else can I say to you to bring you to the Lord? Why would you not come? Maybe you think it's too late for you to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you attend church week after week after week, and yet you've never come and you think it's too late. How can I come now? Every time I hear the gospel, I've heard the gospel a million times I've rejected him. It's too late. No, it isn't. Dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ has made it very clear. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The fact that you've left it late doesn't matter at all. I will in no wise cast him out. Perhaps you think you're too bad. You're too great a sinner. You say to yourself, well, if only this preacher knew the things that I've done and said and thought, I'm too bad, I'm too sinful, I'm a hopeless case. I can't come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, that's so wrong. Don't you read in the scriptures, in the New Testament, in the Gospels, how the Lord Jesus Christ healed so many? They were hopeless cases. People who were paralyzed, people who were born blind, people who were lepers, the outcasts of society, they all came to the Christ, to the Lord Jesus Christ. How many did he turn away? Not a single one. These hopeless cases came to the Lord. He healed every single one of them. He gave them new life. Dear friends, how much more do I have to say? Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever your objections, whatever your situation, come as you are to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has given us this promise. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me in repentance and faith, I will in no wise cast out. This is the glorious heart of Christ, and that leaves you with no excuse. Not only does it show us the heart of Christ, but it means that you don't have any excuse not to come to Christ. He will receive every single one of us. We have that responsibility. Come to the Lord, seek Him personally, pray to Him, say, Lord, I need Thee. Come and bless and give me that joy of my salvation. Well, may the Lord bless these things to us.